America is underway here on ESPN. Alongside Hercules Gomez, I'm Sebastian Salazar. This is episode 336. And if you're paying close attention, you will notice I did not say live. We are taping this show because, Herc, it is a special.
Yes.
We've got all access to a team that you have begun calling the CONCACAF All-Stars, but the rest of the world calls them PSV Eindhoven.
The CONCA Stars, if you will. And I see we got Yeti Savvy.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. You love my kits. My kits are always the freshest here on Football Americas. All right, so we got some great interviews lined up in this PSV-themed special. We're going to hear from Ricardo Pepi, Serginho Dest, Malik Tillman, and Ernie Stewart. No Chucky Lozano, maybe somewhere down the road. A very U.S. men's national team-themed PSV special. So let's get to the first interview on our list. It's Ricardo Pepi sitting down with our Tom Hamilton.
Me parece que está adelantado el México estadounidense. Aquí está Pepi, recorte, tiro, gol. Pepi.
Decent season. That's pretty cool. What's it been like to be a part of that?
Yeah, man, to be honest, it's been amazing, of course, you know, being able to win every single game. I think it's, you know, it's something that we work for, of course, as a team, and I think it's something that we're really proud of. Part of this team, I think it's always special. I mean, you know, we have a lot of great players, we have a lot of great people, so yeah, always good to be in a team like this.
Love it. And how have you found Eredivisie? I know it's your second season here now. How have you found it as a league?
Yeah, I think, to be honest, it's a very good league, I think, for young players like myself. I think us as young players, we earn a lot of opportunities in a league like this. So I think it's a very important step that, you know, I would recommend for young players to take.
And it's hard to sort of remember that you are still young. Like, you've already achieved so much in your career. Do you have to remind yourself about that sometimes?
Or? Yeah, to be honest, sometimes I think I'm older than I actually am. And, of course, being in an environment like this, you know, you have to be mature. You have to be... You know, you can't tell yourself that you're 21 because, you know, it's hard to believe. So, yeah, sometimes I have to sit there and think to myself, yeah, am I really this young?
And what's it like being sort of learning from a player like Luke de Jong? I mean, on one hand, I guess you're like learning from him. On another hand, it'd be like, he's having the best season of his career just as I got here as well. It's like, what's going on? But, I mean, how have you found it?
I think, to be honest, being in a position like this, of course, it's not what I want to do, you know, of course, but I feel like as of right now, you know, that's my role, to be able to just be ready for when they call my name, either, whether it's off the bench or if I get to start a game, then, you know, I have to be prepared. And, you know, I feel like, I have this good relationship with Luke where, you know, I see the things that he does on the pitch, and of course I can learn as, you know, being a younger player, which is what you should do. But of course, I also want to make him a better player, and I know he wants to make me a better player. So, you know, at the same time, it's learning from each other or me learning from him, but, you know, also competing.
What have you learned from him?
Yeah, to be honest, I just look at the way he headers, man, and the movement he has inside the box. And, you know, sometimes when he comes and, you know, he plays, he works as like a build-up player. So, you know, little details like this that maybe I need to work on, you know. Because my strengths are others, you know, we're two different players. So it's also, you know, like I said, things that I have to learn. And those are the little things that I've learned so far.
And is he learning from you about finishing then? I mean, that's something obviously everyone talks about, your finishing ability inside and outside the box, but the clinical nature there.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I feel like he has a lot of experience. So, you know, I don't think he can learn a lot from me. I think it's mostly me learning from him. But yeah, to be honest, my finishing, I think it's pretty good. So. You know, it's something that with him, his head is amazing, man. So, you know, I could also always take something from that.
And is that, you mentioned learning a lot there. Is that sort of been the theme of the season for you, learning?
Yeah, to be honest, I wasn't really looking for the season to be one of those seasons. Of course, you know, I wanted to come into the team, eventually earn a starting spot. And, you know, obviously, I think this is the season that, you know, of course, I get to learn. You know, I don't get to start, but I get to come off the bench. I get to score goals. So, you know, it's also a positive season so far. But yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, this is a learning season. You know, I'm still a young player, and you know, learning from someone like him, you know, who's a club legend and he's a team captain, then it's always good.
What have you learned about yourself over the last couple of years? You've come through a huge amount. I imagine you've spoken about it loads. You're probably bored of talking about the past, but equally, you must have learned so much from disappointments, like times when things haven't quite gone your way, and you've come out stronger for it as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest lesson that I've learned myself, you know, just being in those positions that I've been in through so far, I think it's been, you know, that, you know, I'm a strong person mentally. You know, I can probably do anything that I want, you know, if I put my head into it, and, you know, and anytime that something goes wrong, then, you know, I could always come out of it. So I think that's the biggest lesson I've learned myself.
Is that something you kind of learn as you're going through it, or is that something you can only appreciate afterwards?
Yeah, I think that's something you can really appreciate afterwards, you know, because when you're always in a big hole, you know, you always think about ways of getting out that hole, and sometimes it seems like, you know, it seems impossible, but, you know, at the end of the day, things can only go so bad, you know, they can only go so bad before they eventually start going well. So, you know, I've been in situations like that, you know, of course, missing out on things like the World Cup, you know, so, yeah, I mean, I think I can dig myself out of a pretty big hole.
Awesome. Have you had to learn about patience as well? Because I imagine you just want everything yesterday, right?
Yeah, of course. I feel like, to be honest, that's probably been one of my biggest lessons, of course, you know, being patient, you know, just waiting for the right moment to come and, you know, being prepared, of course, you know, because you can be patient but not be prepared for when the opportunity comes. So I feel like, yeah, being patient and being prepared as well is probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned.
And has that helped you in those moments like the Sevilla game, you know, that late winner there, role you came on to? Deliver, I mean, scored also several goals this season as well, but was that Sevilla, like, sort of the moment where it all came together for you?
Yeah, certainly, of course, you know, I had a little spell of games where I wasn't really playing, you know, before Sevilla, and like I said, you know, I was playing minimal minutes, and so, yeah, that moment where I subbed in for Sevilla, I knew that, you know, that was my opportunity to eventually, you know, I was playing a couple more minutes than what I playing before, and you know, I had the opportunity to score a goal, and you know, eventually did it. So yeah, it's all about being patient, and it's all about, you know, just trusting the process.
And have the coaches been good about that as well, like Peter Bush and I know Ernie Stewart, you'd have known as well, have they sort of been telling you, you know what, be patient, you know, we're investing, your time's going to come here?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's certainly a talk that, you know, I you know, they also reassure that conversation, of course. They also tell me that, you know, you're doing good, we've seen your progress ever since you got here. You know, from the time that you got here to now, we've seen a lot of progress. So, you know, just keep being patient, and you know, your time's going to come eventually.
What about Serginho and Malik as well? Let's talk about Malik first. How have you seen him develop over the last year?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you know, just being able to watch Malik, you know, when he first got here, of course, you know, he was, I don't think he was, you know, as confident as he is now. You know, I get to see him now, and you know, he's a player that, you know, he's outstanding, and you know he's something that in our midfield he helps a lot. You know, he creates a lot of opportunities. You know, he scores goals, so you know, it's just been great to see him perform.
And other people like Peter Bush in the past said he's really shy, but then yesterday you see him, nutmeg a player, go through the whole of finals defense, score a goal. Second half getting a bit wound up, and you can see him slamming the ball away. But that's his personality, I guess. Are you seeing more of this coming out of him now?
Yeah, to be honest, I think in a game it's different. Sorry, you know, when, you know, emotions are going through your head, you know, the emotions that come playing the game, the adrenaline, so it's different. But I think off the pitch, yeah, he's a little bit more open than when he first got here. You know, he's always been a little quiet around people, but, you know, yeah, it's coming out little by little.
And so, what's it been like playing the same team as him?
Yeah, no, he's a great person, man, to be honest. People that I know, you know, just joking around with some of the other. So, yeah, Serginho is also, you know, on the pitch. We know he has a lot of quality. So, yeah, it's always good watching him play. It's fun.
Do you guys have an appreciation for, like, against Dortmund, it was the first time ever in Champions League that three US internationals were on the pitch at the same time. So you're kind of, you know, there's three of you here, but equally you're all individuals with your own journeys, right? Do you kind of appreciate the interest in the three of you here, but is it also a case of, you know what, we're each here on our own right, if that makes sense?
Yeah, of course. You know, I feel like we all have different paths in our lives, and, you know, we're in different situations and moments in our careers, of course. But I think being in the same team, you know, and being able to work together this season, I feel like it's a great feeling. You know, of course, having two of the teammates that I have in a national team as well. So, yeah, I think we appreciate that, you know, being in the same team. But at the same time, we both know that we're working for ourselves and that we have our own path.
Cool. Have you spoken much to Berhalter at all?
Yeah, I've talked to him about, you know, of course, myself, you know, about what he thinks I need to improve, and of course about the opportunities that are coming up this summer.
Awesome. And what, like, everyone talks about the sort of, you know, the who's going to be the number nine who really breaks through the US. Is that something, do you like look at the other guys' numbers? Do you pay attention to what they're doing as well?
Yeah, no, to be honest, I'm not one of those players who likes to compare myself with other players. Of course, you know, I always wish everyone the best. You know, I don't really like to pray on no one's downfall. Mm. And, but most of the time, I'm just focusing on myself and what I can control. You know, I can't control what other players are doing. I can't control, you know, how their situation is going. I can only control what I'm doing and what I need to focus on.
And what have you learned about yourself this year?
You know, yeah. I've grown as a player, being here, being a team like this, you know, with a lot of quality, you know, it also makes you grow. It also makes you a better player. So, you know, I'm a different player now than when I first got here, of course. But, you know, like I said, I've always learned that, you know, you got to stay patient. You got to be ready for when your opportunity comes.
All right, Herc, so some interesting stuff there from Ricardo Pepi. I like his honesty. He told us twice it's not the role that he wanted, but he seems to be accepting it, right? And even finding some benefits from that relationship with Luke de Jong.
You have to find a silver lining. Nobody likes to sit on the bench. It's not easy, but he talks about what he learns from Luke de Jong. Listen, Luke de Jong's he's a league MVP right now. One of the best players in the league. He's one of the leading goal scorers in the league. He's one of the leading assists, in stats in the league. He's had a stellar season. He's in his mid-30s, and he keeps going strong. It's an unfortunate situation for Pepi, but you got to look at the silver lining here. You've got to try to gain as much as you can, learn from him, you know, soak that in, and be ready. Be ready when called upon, like he's been, whether it's Champions League or league play this year.
Yeah, time very much on Ricardo Pepi's side. The same could be said about another young player at PSV. That is Sergiño Dest. Let's hear what he told Tom Hamilton.
Lost a game this season so far in the league, you know, and, you know, we got through the group stage, you know, through the knockout rounds. I think we have a season that we can be happy about.
Yeah, and this unbeaten run, it's such a rare thing to be able to go this far, 10 games left. Why do you think this team has managed to put that together? What does it say about this group?
Because we have so many good players in this team, you know. We also, the subs, they can deliver. And I think we really focus, you know. We know what to do. We have a good coach, and we're just focused and sharp every game again.
Is that something you guys talk about, staying that focused, or is it just something which just comes as a result of the philosophy? And
no, it just comes with us, you know. We have, I think, the right players for this club, and I don't know if I have been in a team that is that focused every game, you know. And the quality is also on a high level, so it makes it easier as well.
And what about yourself? How's the season gone for you?
I think it's going, good. I have a good season. You know, I play a lot. I got some assists. You know, I got my goal. And I think also I'm really important for the team. So, yeah, I'm happy.
And is that something which really mattered to you when you're looking in the summer at where you might go this season? Was that the priority?
The priority was to play. Yeah. So that's why I came here. You know, I needed to get minutes, I needed to show myself again, and I think that's what I'm doing right now.
Where have you seen sort of improvements in your game this season? Where do you feel like you've taken a step forward?
I mean, I'm playing on the other side this season, you know, on the left side. So I think, obviously, my crosses are not perfect yet, but I make some big steps with my left foot crossed. So, I think this is something I'm developing.
Awesome. And then defensively as well, where do you feel you kind of step forward there as well?
I think defensively, you know, if I'm sharp, but I'm not too many dangerous plays from the opponent coming from my side. But yeah, it's difficult to say because obviously the opponents, like, the quality is lower than in other leagues, you know.
What have you taken? So, last couple of years, like Barcelona, AC Milan, what have you learned about yourself over the last couple of years?
What have I learned? I mean, I think mentally, I made some great steps, you know, because it's difficult, you know, everything what happened to me. So, obviously, that's something, if something ever like that happens again, you know, in the future, I know how to handle it. I felt like I handled it good, but anyway, you know, it's still difficult, you know, these moments, because sometimes it's not You know, sometimes it's out of your control. Mm. And that's how I felt, you know.
How did you manage through those moments?
Just by staying focused and make sure whenever I get the chance, you know, I can improve again and show myself.
Was that sort of, so that second half at AC Milan last season that you've spoken before, like training alone and training away from the group, that must have taken a lot of mental strength to be able to get through that the whole time.
Yeah, it did. But I mean, it was difficult, but not too difficult for me. You know, my personality is like, I don't know, I can't even explain it. You know, these things, they hurt me a bit, but I'm not the type of person that's gonna say, okay, now, okay, then it's done. Then I'm not playing anymore. No, then I'm gonna work on something what I can do in the time I'm not playing. And whenever I can play again, yeah, then I'm happy again that I can play, you know.
How does La Liga differentiate to Serie A and to Eredivisie? How are they sort of, are there any similarities, but what are the differences between the three of them?
I feel like the La Liga is a lot more organized, you know, team. You know, sometimes it's difficult to go to the defense because they're organized as a team. In Italy, it was more 1v1 on the whole pitch, actually. And yeah, Eredivisie is just just a lower level, you know, than all these leagues.
Did you ever think you'd end up, you know, obviously coming through playing for the US, did you ever think you'd have a link up with a Mexican on the left wing, you and Lozano?
No, I never thought about that. It's nice.
You guys building an understanding as well?
Yeah. I speak a bit of Spanish, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're using that, what you learned in Barcelona, right?
Yeah, I do.
How have you found like the sort of transition between the different leagues? Have you had to adapt the way that you play as well?
No, not really. Not really, you know. I always try to play the way I want to play, you know. And, you know, sometimes with some coaches you can because they give you a lot of instructions, and some coaches you can because they give you freedom, you know. And I think that's what I need, freedom, and then I can play the best.
Do you think Peter Bosch has brought out the best of you as well?
Yeah, I don't know if it's the best, but he gives me the freedom that I like, yeah.
Love it. And what about the two, we've seen, we're going to chat to Ricardo and Malik as well. What's it been like having those two guys here?
Yeah, it's nice, you know, obviously, if you know some people already from before, you know, you get a quicker bond. But for me, you know, because I speak Dutch and I grew up here, so I know a lot of players already, so it's easy to hang out with everyone.
How do you feel those two have sort of developed?
I think they developed a lot as well, you know. Obviously, Ricardo doesn't get too many minutes, you know, but whenever he gets them, he always scores, so that's a really positive point. And Malik, you know, he's also playing really good. Like, he has, I don't know, a weird kind of quality. I don't know how to explain it, yeah.
As a group, quite a lot of young players here. You're going unbeaten through the season. Do you feel like you're building something here at PSV?
Yeah, we're building a special team. And I mean, you know, we can write history, you know.
Yeah.
We scored in every single game so far. And if we continue that until the end of the season, then, and we win every day, you know, or draw, then we already write history, you know. So.
And what about looking ahead towards the summer, Copa America? That must be a big goal for you.
Yeah, that is. It is. You know, I like to play against the South American team, and it's also a test for our team, you know, the national team, to see how far we stand at the moment.
Where do you kind of feel this team is in its development, the US?
You know, we have a lot of young players. We develop well, but you can only learn if you play against the best teams, you know, and that's what we do now more often. So, you know, we like that.
Well, where do you kind of, when you're looking at the Copa this summer, what sort of goals are you setting as a group?
This summer?
Mm.
To win the Copa America?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we want to win everything that's possible, especially with the national team. Yeah, so obviously we need to develop and things need to change a little bit. But yeah, we always go for the win.
Awesome. And what sort of messages have you got from Greg? I know he was here recently, so watching you guys. Have you heard much from the manager as well?
Nothing special. Nothing special, no.
Fair.
Yeah.
So what would it mean to you to go unbeaten this season as a group?
Well, it mean a lot, you know, because then people will remember this team forever, you know. And that's what we, you know, we're so far already, so we can just finish it, you know. It's the only thing, yeah, we only have to stay focused, you know. We can only lose to ourselves.
Is that the way it feels now? That
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Because we know we can win from everyone in Holland, so.
Fantastic. Yeah. And are you hearing from Barcelona? Are they keeping in touch with you as well? Do you hear much from them?
Not really. That's more for my agent, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you hear. Yeah. So they don't check on your progress, that sort of thing, on being in touch?
No, not really, no.
Okay. You seem really happy here.
Yes, I am. But, you know, I just want to win, you know, because I feel like we have a great team. That's why I want to make the best out of it this season with the team.
It's a pretty special group.
Yeah, special group.
What did you make there of the interview with Sergiño Dest? You can forget very easily, Herc. He's only 23 years old. He has been through already quite a lot in his young career.
Listen, I like that he stresses focus, right? And I know oftentimes when we talk about Sergiño Dest, we talk about him going forward, but that maybe there's a lack of focus or a lack of concentration when defending. And certainly when we saw him against Trinidad and Tobago, the lack of focus in that moment, and mm-hmm. a moment you need to stay completely tuned in. You can't let the moment get the best of you. And I think he's learning from that. But there is a little bit of swag, and you can hear it in the way Sergiño talks. He's very confident. He has a lot of confidence in his ability, of what he wants, not only this season, whether it's on the right or the left, but what he sees in his future. There could be another big move for Sergiño Dest if he keeps going like this.
There you have it. Sergiño Dest on loan at PSV. So is Malik Tillman. He also spoke with our Tom Hamilton.
They come again, and Tillman strikes a ball into the back of the net.
Tillman misschien wel van profiteren. Tillman met 3-1.
Beautifully done by Tillman. Malik Tillman 1-0. Coolly finished by the American.
How's the season been? Unbeaten.
Unbeaten so far, so good. Yes, an amazing season. I think for the whole club, we're doing an amazing job. So we try to keep that going.
Yeah, what's it like when you're in the midst of this amazing run as a group? Is it something that you guys talk about needing to stay unbeaten, or is it just something which naturally happens as a result of you guys playing really well?
Yeah, actually, the coach said it today. Yeah, that we're still unbeaten, and it only happened once before. But yeah, obviously, if you give 100% every game, and you try to win every game, that comes, like, the records come by itself. So yeah, we try to win every game, and see what's gonna happen.
What's it like when you're in the midst of play? Is it like you're sort of riding on a wave almost? I don't know. What does it feel like as a group?
Yes, it's a very good feeling. I think everyone's full of confidence. So yeah, it makes it easier for us to play with each other. And yes, as you said, it's kind of like being on a wave. Yeah, it's just smooth, you know.
And for you, you've played a lot this season. What's it been like for you? You know, played loads at Rangers as well, but what's it been like for you? What have you learned about yourself this year?
I would say my defense got way, way better than it was before. But yeah, in general, fitness level, playing on the ball, playing in between the lines, coming into the box, stuff like that, yeah.
You've already, like, you're so young still, but you've already experienced so much. What did coming through the Bayern Munich Academy sort of teach you? What did you learn there?
Oh, everything, honestly. From playing on the right foot, playing passing games, possession games, playing against a low block, opponents who give their lives to win against you. And then, yeah, when I stepped into first team, also the mentality, winning mentality, like kind of a family feeling that everyone's close. So, yes, only positives, man.
And I saw an interview with you, you saying Nagelsmann was telling you, was it to learn like from Kimmich a little bit as well and his mentality?
Yeah.
What was that all about? And what did you kind of take from that?
I guess everyone knows Kimmich. He's a very good player. And yes, his mentality is just different. It's the highest level. And I think everyone can learn from him. But it's not only him, it's everyone at Bayern who I also learn from. Obviously they are all world-class players. Every single training helps you to improve.
And what was Rangers like for you that year there? How did you feel you developed there?
For me, it was a good step, I would say. Probably the best that I could choose. I went to, this is the first time I went away from my family, kind of. I always say, I came out of my like comfort zone, you know? Mm-hmm. I had to get used to it at the beginning. The club helped me a lot. The players at the club helped me a lot. So they made it easy for me to settle in. And I think I had a very good season there.
What were the Old Firm games like against Celtic?
Not the best experience for me personally, because we didn't win, or when I played, we didn't win a game. But yeah, it's just an intense game, very intense game, and the like history behind it is just incredible. So yes. Almost every season, it's them two fighting for the trophies. Mm. Everyone knows those are the biggest games in the season. And yeah, probably also the hardest.
How did that that experience kind of help you with your game as well? What did you kind of take away from that?
Just, intensive games. Like the high intensity runs or the duels that you have in games, that you don't have a lot of time when you're on the ball. You have to be sharp off the ball as well. Just give everything you have to win those games.
What are you working on at the moment? What are you sort of focusing on in terms of your own improvement here?
Everything is still, I'm still a young player, I would say. I can improve in everything, so yeah, I'm just building on my fitness, on my strengths. Like gym, upper body and stuff. Finishing outside the box, weak foot, and also defensive. When you lose a ball, the counter press. And everything in general, yeah.
What's Peter Bosch? What's he been saying to you?
They're improved already a lot. That he's happy with me right now, the way I'm playing. It's always like space for improvement.
Mm. And then end of the season, you're on loan here. Any thoughts in the summer at all? Sort of future plans, that sort of thing?
Not really, to be honest. I think it's more up to the clubs than it is to me. I would be happy if I stay, but yeah, I don't know. It's up to Bayern and up to PSV.
And of course, summer at Copa America, is that a goal for you to be there as part of the US team?
Yeah, of course. I missed the last major tournament, so yeah, I give my best to be in the squad.
What did when you missed out on the last major tournament? How did you handle that disappointment? Was that something where you used it as sort of fuel, like as fire to help you improve?
I would say so, yeah. Obviously it's a big disappointment, but yeah, I can't change it. That's what I thought. So I just have to go on and show what I can do and maybe be part of the next one.
Have you heard much from Berhalter? Has he been talking to you? Has he been giving you pointers or anything?
Yeah, actually his assistant was at the game yesterday, so after the game we talked to him. And yeah, hopefully we see him in March and we talk a bit more.
Awesome. And what about, it's great having Serginho and Ricardo here. You guys, when you played against Dortmund, first time ever that three US players played in a knockout game in the Champions League. That's pretty cool. What does that sort of make you feel? Is it, are you proud about that?
Yes, the same as I said, when we like win every game in the league, it's just records that come with it, you know? So it's, yeah, so it's a good feeling. And I think it's an amazing thing for the US.
And Serginho and Ricardo, have you enjoyed playing the same team as them? Obviously you've known them from the US as well.
Yeah, it's nice. I always say it's nice to know someone, or like, yeah, to know someone at the club. So you have someone you can always talk to, especially if you knew. So yeah, it was nice that I knew them guys before.
Is it special that there's three of you here as well? Three in like the first team as well?
Yeah, we also have Richie now, who came back.
Yeah, so it's four of you.
It's four, yeah. But yeah, it's very nice. It's a nice feeling. Obviously, they're two good guys, nice personalities. So yes, it's a nice
awesome
feeling.
And just in your own development, where do you want to? What's the next stage? And who are you watching? Which players are you watching at the moment? Are you trying to take bits off everyone? Like, who do you love watching?
Almost everyone. I'm a crazy guy when it comes to football. Honestly, I try to watch everything.
Really.
But yeah, I think you can learn from everyone. Obviously, De Bruyne was an amazing player. I would say him, yeah, because he's probably one of the best, if not even the best at his position right now.
Awesome. And number 10, your position, that's where you want to be?
I would say so, yeah.
All right, if anybody's going to break their hand patting themselves on the back over Malik Tillman, Herc, I know that it is you. You were right. You said he'd have a great season. Has he had a great enough season, though, to push Gio Reyna as the U.S. number 10 coming up here?
That is a fascinating question. Not a great question. It's a fascinating question. Why? Because we've seen Greg Berhalter stick with the players that he trusts, the players that he knows. And sometimes by default, and other times by necessity. And what I mean by that is you want to get players going, and oftentimes the national team can be that. It was that for Christian Pulisic when he wasn't at his best at Chelsea. The U.S. men's national team was a refresher, but there was nobody behind Christian Pulisic. There was nobody nipping at those heels. I do feel Malik Tillman has been nipping at that number 10 spot, those heels, for quite some time, whether it was Rangers last year or this season with PSV. And listen, I didn't just say he would have a great season. Mm-hmm. I said he was going to be the leading goal scorer in a team with Ricardo Pepi, Chucky Lozano, Serginho Dest, et cetera, et cetera. He is the guy we're talking about the most when it comes to goals, when it comes to assists, and for good reason. Peter Bosz has made a monster out of this kid. And they asked him about the U.S. men's national team, and if he's being followed closely, spoken to Greg Berhalter. They've had the coaching staff there. They are keeping tabs, and for good reason. Gio Reyna right now, I'd say still has that spot, but Malik Tillman, the way he's playing, whew.
Tillman having a great season. You know who's loving that? The guy who brought him in, Ernie Stewart, now in charge of PSV. Let's hear what he had to say.
When you joined PSV and you looked ahead to this season, you joined midway through last season, did you ever think you'd be in this position on an unbeaten run, not lost a game? It's unbelievable, eh?
Yeah, I mean, you always dream that way. The ambitions are always there, but then, where we are today is, sometimes you need to pinch yourself at the same time of the amount of points that we have right now, and especially just going through this season and the way we play the first half of the season and kind of getting back to that rhythm once again. Yeah, it's been a fun ride up to now.
One of the things I've loved about this is you're so forthright as a club in how you want to play. Mm-hmm. You're sort of unapologetic in the fact that whoever it is, we're going to play the same. We're going to go for you. We're going to attack. We're going to be, you know, play quick football, etc. Is that part of the PSV DNA?
So when I had my first conversations, we talked about, we have the second budget of Holland, and Feyenoord is really close by as well. So that means in the mindset that you can probably buy the you know, pretty much the best players. And if you do things right, you can, you should be able to play in a certain style, a certain way. You know, in the end, it's also, everything is about the fans at the same time. So you want to play a way that you can win games, but you also keep fans in the stadium at points where you might not win games. So, and one of those things is just your playing style. And we feel that this fits very well with PSV and the style we're playing. So you find a coach that can do that as well after, unfortunately, Ruud van Nistelrooy stepping down. We went out and found a coach that was that had the experience and did that for a longer period of time. And then, you know, getting those players that fit within that philosophy as well is part of what all of the summer was about. Some came quicker than others, but in the end, we found the mix that we wanted to make sure that we could play this certain way.
When you kind of looked at the summer window, as a sporting director, head of sport, when you look at the players you've brought in there, you must be delighted with how they've all worked out.
Almost all, yeah.
Almost all. That's not bad, though.
No, that's not bad. But once again, it's like when you have a philosophy of what you want to do, it makes it easier to make choices after that. So if you have the big picture in your head, the choices that you make from an individual standpoint, they just become a little bit easier. At the same time, we also, you know, instead of, you know, as one of our competitors, paying a lot of money and then, sideways, we made sure that, you know, we paid money for quality, and those players that could bring a certain amount of, you know, what was needed within creativity, what was needed in being able to score goals. So that was our route, and I'm happy that up to now this has worked out.
How much did you draw upon, like, obviously years of experience, but from a sort of American point of view, you look at the three players you brought in there, was that, you must have known them for a long time as well from your previous role.
Yeah, so that does make it easier. You know, when you're certain, when you're searching for those types of players that fit within that that style, this is also something that was when Greg Berhalter and myself spoke in the beginning of the way that we want to play. If you ever want to become world champion, you have to be able to play through lines. You have to be able to be dominant, and that kind of fit within the thought process that we had here as well. In a club competition and then the international competition within the Champions League for ourselves, that you have to try to be dominant. You have to be good on the ball. You have to bring your game upon the opponent if you ever want to hit those levels of success. That is my belief. That was our belief. And then knowing the players that fit within that, yeah, does make it a little bit easier when you have choices. Because also scouting over here, the way that it worked, had these players on their lists, and then obviously the connection is a little bit easier if you know them.
Yeah, and I know they're three individuals, but looking at the three of them together, they've each overcome adversity within their playing careers at quite a young age. You know, they've had to get through certain things, like Ricardo, obviously, with his year, Serginho not playing as much as possible, and also Malik coming in through such a competitive academy at Bayern Munich. And what sort of, do they have a joint mentality in that? Do you see, when you look at these young players, you see the sort of the mental strength they've got as well? Is that something which comes into play with you when you're looking at them?
Yeah, I don't know if those three have a joint mentality, but at the same time, it is like if you've struggled in life, no matter what it is, it makes you think about other things a lot more. So I'm pretty sure if there's a connection there, those players have all went through that in some sort of way, which then helps them in their further career. And I think all three are just separate individuals, from a person to a player, and the qualities that they bring. But if there's they've played together for a longer period of time within the national team program, and then also just what they've, you know, what they share in common is they probably have struggled here and there, but that has made them the players they are today.
So Pepe, you signed him permanently on a permanent deal. What have you seen from him so far? And obviously a huge amount of potential there as well.
Yeah. Ricardo's a player that has a certain grit when he gets onto the field and plays his game. Um, he's He's lethal in the 18-yard box. It's amazing once he has the ball free how well he can strike that ball and hit the back of the net. And for him, his development lies in the playing piece of the way that we want to play and when do you show. And from day one until now, if you see his progression, it's fantastic. For Ricardo, it's just unfortunate that he's playing with one of the best center forwards in front of him of Europe right now. And that is scoring goals like crazy. But Ricardo's development has been amazing. He's been an outstanding teammate, and he's part of one of the reasons why, you know, it's pretty difficult if you don't play at the time. And this was something that we discussed on the front side. You know, watch and learn from somebody who's done it over and over at the highest level. And he's doing that, but he's also been an amazing teammate for the rest.
Have you had to manage that with him as well? Because I imagine as a young striker, you just want to be playing every single minute of every single game.
Well, the managing piece, it does make it easier if you've discussed this beforehand. And there's going to be a time that Ricardo is needed and that he steps onto the field. And just, you know, you got to make sure that he's ready for that moment when it arrives. And here and there, you know, you can tell that the disappointment of not playing a game or anything like that. But once again, he's been an amazing teammate for the rest. And this is probably, you know, it's not the success of today is not 11 players. It's the whole of that group that's sitting downstairs right now.
And you were talking about those moments, getting ready for those moments when he comes on severe, a case in point.
Yeah, those are, you know, storybooks right there, and the way he came into the game, and you know that grit that he brought, and then you know finishing off the way that he did, and us coming back from you know not being able to be in the game, and then all of a sudden with one goal, all of a sudden we're there, and then you saw the eagerness of the team from you know the first player that came on and the subs with Ricardo, we pulled it out.
Talk to me about Malik.
Yeah, special player, special in every way. Playing in tight spaces, being able to play 1v1. His link up play is great, and then great, and the amount of balls he takes away from people in midfield, it's uncanny. He's really, his development has been fantastic. As his personality has grown as a person, he's a bit quiet, can be quiet at times, and that's how he came in. But if I see him now downstairs with the group, he's from a personality standpoint, he's really grown as a person, and you see that on the field as well.
Do you think that's something which has always been in him? Is it partly the environment, or is it like a sort of thing of him getting younger? Getting older. You forget how young these guys are as well. Do you think it's just him getting more confident in himself?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of, and I'd say the environment is important too. The environment that we try to create here, it's a family environment. That's how we try to treat our players, and that helps then on the field as well. And then obviously Malik is getting, we'll just call it older. but at the same time, that brings experience with it. And the combination of all that together makes him the player he is today.
Where do you think he'll end up settling in position-wise? Do you think he'll end up being a 10?
10, You know, he's very versatile. I think he can play the 10 role, the 8 role, and the 11 role. He's a multifunctional player, but at the same time, I would say 10, that's his position. That's where he's, that's where, at least where I like to see him, where he can do his magic, and then he has the opportunity to play in other positions as well.
When he was at Bayern, Nagelsmann was saying that he could learn from Kimmich in that sort of demanding the ball a bit more, being, I guess, selfish, perhaps the wrong word, but being a bit more confident on the pitch as well. Is that something you've seen here? Do you see him sort of demanding more, like coming out of the shell on the pitch as well, like we saw him yesterday as well?
I mean, that's the personality piece that I'm kind of talking about, where he's he's a reserved and quiet person, but and you know, I've seen that in these 8 months that we've worked together, I've seen that grow, and that has also helped him on the field as well. So I understand what Nagelsmann was saying at the time, And that is something that he's really progressing in at PSV at this moment. So happy for him. He's an amazing player.
And Serginho, I mean, he, you know, Barcelona, AC Milan, Ajax, it's an unbelievable CV for someone so young as well. What have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, so I remember the first day that he came in towards the end of the window, and we playing Glasgow Rangers, and the coach asked me, because Serginho had already said, I can play, there's no problem at all. And then Peter asked me, like, is that possible? I said, yeah, Serginho is capable of that. He's just a player that has an unbelievable, his body is built for, knock on wood, but his body is built for high performance sports. And he can do the most amazing things. He's an offensive back, which just helps us in the way that we want to play, getting up and down the sideline as he does. And in the beginning of the season, it was very much a connection with Noah Lung, and now it's a connection with Chucky Lozano. But he's always that extra man, if can be in midfield, but also going forward. So those are the things that Serginho brings to the table. And he's had a set of clubs now. I think it's important for him to be at a club for a longer period of time and then make sure his trait gets better and better and better. And then once he goes to those bigger clubs that he's already been part of, that he goes there as a mainstay.
Do you hope that with him and Malik that they continue here then? Is that sort of the dream that they stay?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair. That's more than fair. That both players are players that have done fantastic for PSV Eindhoven. I can say that we hope that both players stay.
With Serginho, you can see offensively, like yesterday, for example, in the system you have, he managed to carve himself out space on the left for his movement, through the way that, final perhaps sometimes went narrower. Serginho is there, puts in all of these crosses, always beats the first man as well. How have you seen his offensive game develop and also his defensive game? How have you seen that evolve over the past year or so?
So that offensive piece, we already knew. Mm. That is something that, he did for the national team and that he does for PSV Eindhoven. So that's something that's in him, that's innate. And then the defensive piece is something that I feel he's gotten better and better at. And where his development probably lied and still lies, he's, when Serginho's on and he's concentrated and everything, he's the most toughest person to play against. I wouldn't want to play against him. So he's been showing that over and over again now with this team. Once he has a combination of that, his concentration defensively, then that offensive piece is something that just comes natural to him.
Did you ever think we'd see a day where you have Dest linking up with Lozano, the US-Mexico link up on the wing?
Well, when I was working for US Soccer, no. Yeah. But now here at PSV, it's fun to watch, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Yep. What about US Soccer? What have you made since, obviously, when you left there? What have you made of their development since? And obviously, looking ahead to the summer with Copper as well?
Yeah, hard, because you've, I've left that organization, so I don't really know what the inner workings are. I do have a lot of contact with Greg Berhalter. BJ Callahan was there yesterday, obviously with the players, through the players, but my job here is a lot of work, so I don't really get to enjoy watching what's all going on the other side right now. But yeah, that Copa America is coming up. They have after the World Cup, pretty much still for the most part the same group is there, and I look forward to seeing how they're going to develop and then do really well during 26.
What's Greg been saying about Malik, Serginho, and Ricardo here? What sort of conversations have you had with him?
Yeah, so Greg calls here and there to make sure, and not only Greg, Oguchi Onyewu, they call just to see how the guys are doing, where they are, as people, but also as individual players and everything. So, yeah, I'd say, every month and a half, Greg and I jump on a phone call and talk about these players and how their development has been.
Finally, success, next couple of years, what does success look like for you?
Success is probably, becoming champion every year and also playing Champions League every single year, bringing players in that take the next step in their career and go to even bigger and better, and where financially the club is also in a really good position. And then what we started with first and foremost is making sure that you know, every seat is taken in Philips Stadium, and that people come to the stadium in belief that their team is going to win, and hopefully we do win. But if we don't, that they come back the next time because of the way that we do our things.
Just one little one last bit with my US hat on. Looking at ahead of US Mexico in the future, can I ask you what your favorite US Mexico memory is?
I don't know if I have a favorite. Wow. Yeah. I don't know. Those rivalry games, they really brought out the best and the worst, by the way, in both teams. I think the best part about it, and this was after I quit playing, was we played Mexico in, I think it was Nashville. It was, yeah. This was one of the first times that we played each other and that I was sporting director for OLGM at the time for the U.S. national team. And then you meet the Bravos on the other side and that, you know, you had these intense, intense clashes with all the time. And after that, you're like brothers with one another. And that is probably what sports is about. Even though on the field, you know, you as I said, we brought out the best and the worst in all of us. And then after your careers, that you can still, you know, hug each other. And I think that's the most best part about the rivalry in itself, even though they're so intense at the moment that you play them.
You know what's interesting about Ernie Stewart, Herc? There was some risk involved in being an American guy and bringing in, you know, all these CONCACAF guys, but specifically three U.S. internationals and really kind of your first window in charge. It could have gone terribly wrong.
Say it.
It's been the exact opposite. It's been a smash, grand slam home run.
Say it. It could have gone like what? Like Leeds.
Leeds.
Like Leeds. And that's what I thought everybody was going to be, or the narrative that was going to be going on there, bringing in the American ship, bringing in CONCACAF. Chucky Lozano, I understand, because Chucky Lozano had two very good seasons at PSV. But when you bring in some virtual unknowns and a player that is known in Sergiño Dest, but wasn't coming off great seasons, it's a massive risk, but it's a risk that's paid off. And oh boy, did he make the jump from U.S. soccer to Dutch football at the best possible time, and it worked out in his favor.
Yep. All right, so we've had some serious interviews here on our PSV special. Let's have some fun, though. It's time now for our finger-pointing challenge with the trio of Americans at PSV Eindhoven.
Who's the best cook?
Nah.
Not having that.
I can't even show you. We can pick ourselves.
Then, but yeah, I'll take me as well.
I can't even show you pictures, man.
We can.
Show him a picture.
Huh?
Show him a picture.
I don't have a picture, bro. I don't need to flex.
You only eat bread here, man. So
I think I can cook the best.
What are your specialities?
Sandwiches.
No, simple. You know, just vegetables,
simple basics, like
rice and chicken,
salmon. You know.
Elite. Who's the best host?
Host?
Yeah. You're hosting an evening, hosting get together. Who's the best host out of all three of you?
I don't know. You
definitely not this guy. Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Pepe.
Who spends the most time at the gym?
One of you two guys already.
Nah, I go with him.
Nah.
So
Pepe. Yeah.
Who spends the most time with Lozano? Out of all three of you. Okay, who has the best sneaker collection?
Sneaker?
Me.
I haven't even seen your sneakers.
Yeah, okay, I don't wear them all the time, but.
Should we go with this
guy? Bro, come to my house.
With him?
I will show you.
No.
No? Nah. You?
You got better sneakers than me.
I don't know. You wear the same ones, man. It's
no,
Nike.
I got so many, man.
Yeah, okay. Then I
give Thank you. Finally.
Well, give it to him. We'll give it to him.
Okay. Who's the first to post on Instagram after a match?
Oh. Me. What are you saying, bro?
You are.
I didn't right even pose yet.
Right after.
Feyenoord, the cup game.
No, I don't remember. Sometimes. I have my days.
Okay. Who's the most likely to fall asleep on the bus? At the end of an evening, who's most likely to pick up the bill? Who's going to pay the tab?
I'll do it.
Yeah? Who's least likely to pay the bill? Nah? You're good at splitting it?
No.
Okay.
It don't really matter.
No, we take care of it.
Cool. Who's the best at FIFA?
Yeah, probably.
You played against me in the US, eh? No, Austin, on it.
Yeah.
He's better than me.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Yeah. Champions League final, who do you want to take the winning penalty?
I'll take
it. Champions League?
All right, Herc, always good to see the boys having some fun. Who would win a finger-pointing challenge on this show?
You. Who's the crankiest?
Right.
This guy. Who's always late? This guy. Who always forgets his phone? This guy. He always loses his wallet when it's time to pay? This guy.
I don't necessarily lose my phone so much as it just dies. It's on 0% battery.
That's not true.
Right?
I was in Russia with you. You lose everything.
Don't you talk about Russia. Don't you dare talk about me in Russia. I was definitely not at my best. That was also like 6 years ago. So maybe I have grown just a little bit. Not in height, in kind of maturity.
Let's hope.
All right, he's Hercules Gomez. I'm Sebastian Salazar. Thanks for watching this PSV special here on Football Americas. And many, many thanks to Tom Hamilton for the great work that he did getting those interviews, and our friends over at PSV Eindhoven for the amazing access to an amazing club.